Well, this is WCHL, and it's that time again. I look up on the wall, I see the clock says trivia time. Doesn't say howdy doody time, it says trivia time. And howdy doody shows up anyway.
Should we?
yeah, that's good. Yeah,
otherwise known as Freddie Kiger.
All right, thank you very much.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. I only have a few more, hopefully, days to heal up from all my facial stuff.
What? Me worry?
Oh, gosh. Man. No.
Yeah. Oh, man, your face looks fine.
Well, thanks.
Face
hey, today, you know what? Just thinking. Remember we asked a couple of weeks ago questions about the zodiac signs, and today, therefore, I think is the first day of Scorpio. Uran is Scorpio.
Freddie's been talking about all his dermatological work, but Freddie, your face never looked that good in the first place, so it doesn't matter.
I know. This is true.
We both had the perfect face for radio.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Well, we got a little bit of an unusual category today.
Okay.
6x6.
Okay.
6x6.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
If 6 was 9, I would know the answer to this, but Jimi Hendrix and I would know. But
yeah.
6x6, I might not know this.
If and but were candy and nuts, then every day would be Christmas?
Something like that.
Something like that. All right. Name the person.
Oh, boy.
Name the person with 6 letters in both his first and last name.
That would be me.
Yeah. That wrote Death of a Salesman. That's not you.
No.
And married Marilyn Monroe. That's definitely not you. Name the person with 6 letters in both his first and last names that wrote Death of a Salesman and married Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment. Well, let me just tell you, it wasn't
the death of him.
It wasn't Joe DiMaggio.
No, it wasn't.
If you think back to that.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
You're talking about Arthur Miller.
You are correct.
You know, who married Marilyn Monroe. And I guess if you only accomplish one thing in life, if you married Marilyn Monroe, that's okay.
I'm telling you, you got your work cut out for you, baby.
No kidding.
Whoa. Death of a Salesman and probably the death of him.
It might have been.
Whoa.
You know, Arthur Miller wrote Death of a Salesman.
Yeah. Great playwright.
His first name and his last name each had 6 letters.
Yep.
And that was him. And it definitely was not Joe DiMaggio, because that's a big imbalance there as far as the Joe and the DiMaggio.
Yep. He wrote Arthur, Death of a Salesman. It opened on Broadway in 1949. And by the way, just to show you his brilliance, he wrote the first act of the play in less than a day.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that is cranking it out.
Wow.
He married Marilyn Monroe in 1956. I mean, in the middle of her heyday.
Yeah.
They divorced in 1961.
He's so
it was a 5 or 6 year, you
5 years, yeah.
And Miller passed away in February of 2005 at the age of 89.
Wow. He lasted a lot longer on the planet than she did.
Yeah,
that's
no
for
kidding.
Sure.
Well, Marilyn died about that time, too, when they were divorced, 1961. Wasn't it about that time?
Well,
early 60s?
You said they got...
They were divorced in 61.
Yeah, it was right not long after that, I guess.
Yeah, holy smoke. Wow.
And it was all that stuff going around about her having an affair with...
Oh, my goodness.
John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, you name it, you know.
Well...
And it's still somewhat mysterious, the whole thing. And, of course, Elton John even did a song about it.
Yep. Candle in the Wind.
All they talked about was Marilyn being found in the nude, and we didn't have any answers.
Norma Jean.
Exactly. Well, hey, listen, thank you very
much. Thank you so very much. Let's plan to get together tomorrow for this.
Well, let's do it. It's a date.
I think it's good. Thanks for giving us this time today.